Hi guys, welcome back to the channel. In today's video, I'm sharing with you a recipe for a sandwich bread loaf. It could not be simpler, guys, and it's fairly quick to do. To be fair, I actually stopped buying the supermarket bread altogether. If you have a look at the back of the list of ingredients, guys, some things that there really shouldn't be in that bread and we shouldn't be really consuming. So from now on, I'm only making a homemade bread. So this recipe, as I said, very straightforward. And at the same time, guys, you can even bake this in your air fryer. Of course, if you don't have one, oven will be absolutely fine. So without further ado, let's proceed. So guys, for this recipe, we'll require 3 cups of bread flour, 1 cup of warm milk, a little bit of salt, a sachet of yeast or 7 grams of yeast, and a dash of olive oil. So first thing I'm gonna do, guys, I'm gonna open the yeast and just sprinkle this into our milk. This is just to give yeast a good head start whilst we're putting the flour in. So sprinkle that. Give it a little mix up. And literally within a minute or so, it will start bubbling up because the yeast will start to get active in our warm milk. Okay, so I'm just gonna put that aside over here. So bread, okay, I'm using a strong bread flour. It is very, very important. So we're gonna use 3 cups of bread flour. You don't have to sift that neither. It works fine without. 2, 3. Okay, I'm gonna add on a pinch of salt. Salt is optional. A dash of olive oil. Or glug of olive oil, and we can add on our yeast. Just give that a mix up again. Okay, in it goes. Okay, and now guys, we're gonna knead that for about 10 minutes on a slow to medium speed. It is very important to try to get this dough right. And I made this mistake before when I initially started baking bread. I used to under knead the dough. And that means that the structure, glutinous structure, was very weak. The bread used to rise and then used to collapse as soon as you take the cover off. At the same time, it's very important not overwork the dough because they'll become really hard. And when you bake it, it ends up being like brick. So 10 minutes as an average is a very good timing. Again, you can also do this by hand if you don't have the machine. So let's get it going. So guys, the dough is done. Okay, and you can have a look. You'll see that it just comes off the kneading hook very easily. Our ball is very clean and the dough is incorporated nicely. So this is the stage, guys. Also, another good way to check this, guy, if you pinch a little bit, you want to be able to stretch the dough without it ripping too much. So now, guys, all we've got to do, okay, you just roughly shape this into a bowl, and it goes in the bowl there, okay? And I'm going to put the lid on this one, and it goes in the warm place until it's doubled in size. So, guys, our dough is now ready. It's looking absolutely amazing. Look at that. So that took about 40 minutes. Okay, so next thing, I've got the mat in here. I'm gonna gently take this dough out, okay? Because we're gonna double proof that. So I'm gonna get this out. It is full of air and we don't want to overwork this, guys. We want this lovely air to stay inside the bread. Okay, so next thing, I've got a baking tin here. I've got some flour and I'm gonna sprinkle some flour to cover the base of the tin. Don't be shy, it's not gonna harm the bread. It's just gonna prevent it sticking, okay? Because I'm gonna cook this in an air fryer. I just want to make sure the bread doesn't stick. Okay, so I'm gonna put a little bit here. And the idea is, guys, we'll just put this underneath a bit more. Just shape this roughly into the shape you want to go into, whatever shape your tin is, sorry. Obviously it's gonna be bread loaf tin, but so basically, I'm making it into kind of like a sausage, if you wish. So this is what they'll look like now. Okay, as I said, I don't want to overwork this. And I'm gonna put in here, okay, I'm gonna sprinkle some more flour on top. Okay, and now I'm going to put a little bit of cling film on the top and it's going to go in proof second time for about another 30 minutes. So guys, 30 minutes later and have a look at this. Doesn't that look absolutely amazing? So if you guys are using the normal oven, preheat your oven to 160 degrees and then put your bread in for 30 minutes at 160 degrees. And obviously check it, make sure that the bread is fully cooked before you take this out. In this instance, there's no need to preheat, so I'm going to be baking this at 160 degrees for 30 minutes. Good luck, bread. Oh, that looks so good. In there goes. And see you in half an hour. So guys, 30 minutes is up and our bread is finished. The whole house, it smells divine. And this bread looks amazing. Let me get it out. Obviously be very careful, it's gonna be very, very hot. Makes it a little bit more awkward for me with the wrong angle for the camera. Oh, look at that. Here we go, look at that guys. Isn't that just amazing? Every time I do this, and I do this every couple of days, it just doesn't surprise me. It's just super, super great to be able to bake your own bread. So anyway, see? That hollow sound means it's baked. Don't forget, guys, if you're just establishing your recipe or trying up your oven, put the skewer in the bread and make sure it comes out clean. You know it's baked, ready to go. Let's hope it's just going to come out. Yeah. Coming out with that sticking. This whole idea of having the flour in a decent pan. Oh, look at that. See? So, see what happened there? The flour stuck to the bottom. That means it didn't stick to our tin at all. So, I'm going to put it here. I'm going to let it rest for about 5 minutes, just so it's a little bit more manageable. And then we're going to be cutting into it, and I'll show you what it looks like. So, it's cooled slightly, so let's cut it. Very warm. So guys, isn't that the perfect piece of bread? Look at that, it's still steaming, but it is absolutely amazing. So guys, as you can see, this bread is super light, super fluffy, super airy. Of course, as you can see, I haven't left it cool down enough. But of course, guys, if you're baking this for the sandwiches, you'll need to let it cool fully before cutting it up. But I'm going to enjoy the piece later on, so I prefer it to be warm as you do anyway. So I do, guys, hope that you enjoy this really simple recipe. And I do hope it kind of encourage you to maybe give it a go of baking the bread. I know many people sort of say things are complicated and things don't always work out. No, things don't always work out, but if you find the perfect recipe that works for you, there is no reason why you shouldn't be enjoying your fresh baked bread on a daily basis. So thank you very much for watching. I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.